The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, for many people, tomorrow morning means opening presents, a big breakfast, but for thousands around the country, it also means a bracing dip in the sea. From organised charity swims to regular sea swimmers who go in every day of the year, the Christmas Day swim has become a festive tradition. Our chief reporter, Barry White, has been finding out why it's grown so popular and what people need to know before taking the Christmas Day plunge.
Sea swimming on Christmas Day, it's just really great crack, you know.
You feel invigorated.
Nobody is ever in bad form getting out of the water.
For thousands of people across the country, it's become a Christmas Day tradition, jumping into the freezing cold sea on the morning of December 25th. For some, sea swimming is part of their daily routine. They do it every week, including Christmas Day. And one person who'll be going for a dip on Christmas morning, like he does most days, his former Irish rugby player, Hugo McNeil.
Yeah, well, it's lucky living near here that I go swimming a few times a week, and you always feel better after you come out. My great friend of mine is Dave McRedmond, who runs on Pust, came up with what we call the McRedmond theorem. And what was that? For every unit of time you spend in the water, you feel better for a multiple of that period of time for the rest of the day. So it's very special. You get to know everyone, chats to everybody. It's really social, and it's absolutely fantastic.
What is it about the Christmas Day dip in particular? Because I'm sure this place will be packed like it is every other year.
It'll happen to be people. You'll see the people that are here all the time, but you'll also see people who are never here. And that's really nice, because one of the best parts about the whole thing is the social and getting and chatting to people, and everyone's... Nobody is ever in bad form getting out of the water. I swim about 4 or 5 times a week, and it's really great, and you just feel fantastic afterwards.
So you feel better for it?
Absolutely. You never, ever regret, you know, going in for a swim here.
So why has sea swimming become so popular? And what's the advice for beginners who might be going for an icy cold dip tomorrow morning?
I'm Alina Green. I'm with Leinster Open Sea, and I'm also a member of Dublin Swimming Club. It's popular because it's invigorating. The cold water kind of, you know, the sea is very much part of nature, and you feel invigorated. You get into the cold water, you get out, and you feel you have achieved, because it's a mental exercise to get into water that's running at probably at the moment around 8 degrees.
Now, you guys don't just do a swim on Christmas Day. This is all year round.
So all year round, I would swim maybe 2 or 3 kilometres, and then coming up, like at this time of year, I would reduce my time in the water. It's not really the distance, it's your time in the water. So you kind of go from maybe an hour and a half in the water, right down to I'm spending about 15 minutes in the water at the moment.
For people who might be doing it for the first time on Christmas Day, what is that going to feel like?
Very cold. Very, very cold. So you must bring loads of loose layers. Make sure you wear a bathing cap, particularly a bright colour, pink, green, yellow. They're bright colours so that people can see you in the water. Make sure you have your clothes prepared for getting out, because you're going to be cold. And you will probably have a little bit of an after drop. So you need to get your clothes on quickly. So don't wear tight clothes. I would wear 2 pairs of trousers, loose trousers, and probably a thermal vest under 2 or 3 layers, and always bring a woolly hat and maybe a neck piece. This will help to warm you up quickly, and a hot drink.
And my name is Jonathan Smith, and I'm the founder of Blue Balls Ireland. Well, the group was formed in November of 3 years ago, and it was formed by myself and another lad, and we set the group up to stem the tide of suicide in young men. From COVID, we've seen how much the numbers had increased, predominantly with women, you know, but lads, where things that bother and burn them, like everything, they're always saying everything's grand. But we found, like, coming down to the water, you know, all inhibitions were dropped, and men were more at ease to talk about things that were on their mind. And we set up the group, and it just grew exponentially. We're 3 years old now. There's 4,500 in our group subscription online. Every week, for the Monday swim at 7 o'clock in the 40 foot, up to 20 to 30 people could turn up now.
That's every week you guys swim. Obviously, Christmas dips around the country have become really, really popular. We'll probably have hundreds of people here at the 40 Foot and Sandy Cove. Why is the Christmas one become so popular?
Sea swimming in general has got popular, but sea swimming on Christmas Day, it's just really great crack, you know. Family and friends bonding together and everybody just having a good laugh, you know. And it's a great thing. The swimming is great, you know. Any inhibitions you have about, you know, getting into your shorts and jumping into the cold water, it's just good crack.
And obviously there'll be a lot of people who are doing it for a good cause at Christmas as well.
Yeah, like a lot of people do, like, say, 12 Tips of Christmas for PA the House and various cancer society charities and things like that. But a lot of people do it for a good cause. They raise money on Christmas Day, just a donation thing. But most people that dip every day would probably go early or later on Christmas and not when the main influx of people would be, say, between 10 and 1 o'clock.
There will be a lot of people who might be doing it for the first time on Christmas Day. I have a few friends that did it last Christmas. As a seasoned sea swimmer, what advice would you give those who are doing it for the first time?
Okay, so make sure for sure you're going out with somebody else. Don't go in too far, you know. As you go in, pace yourself, wade in slowly, don't just dive in. Take like a deep breath, hold your breath for about four. As you walk into the water, exhale slowly, 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 you know, and it's like a box breath, in for four, hold for four, and out for four. And just take your time and try not to gag, because it is quite a shock to the system for those who don't swim every day.
For many people tomorrow, they'll be doing it for a good cause, raising money for charity. There are organised events across the country in Dublin, Cork, Louth, Wicklow, Wexford and Galway. And one such coordinated event is the Cope Galway Christmas Swim, which helps fund essential services for people experiencing homelessness, domestic abuse and isolation.
It's something very special to come down here on Christmas Day and you're meeting old friends that you haven't seen for the last year. It's a very special time of the year, and coming down for the Cope Galway Christmas Swim is just really the part of Christmas that I love.
The reason I do the Christmas Swim for Cope Galway is for a variety of different reasons. One is a super cause, it's a local cause, and the monies and the funds that are raised are vital. But also it's great because I get to see my brother Colm. He comes down here every year. He hasn't got a lot of friends. He's very shy. And it's great that he's with people and they talk to him and he comes out of his shell. So there's a variety of different reasons, but obviously for the homeless and the fantastic fundraisers that it is.
Thank you very much. It's a lovely way to meet people. The Cope Galway Christmas Swim is so special, right? Because I say it's the vibrancy that when you come down here, and obviously you're giving out to people, you're giving the donations, and it's the amount of people that are down here. It's a very special day, and obviously in the most iconic part of Galway, Blackrock.
Well, for me, it's a variety of different reasons. You know, with one, you meet family, you meet friends, you meet people that perhaps you haven't seen all year, and also you haven't seen for a few years. And then again, obviously, for the reason that it is initially for, which is to raise funds for Cope Galway. It's just a fantastic hour and a half of your time on Christmas Day, and everybody should really make an effort to be here.
Cope Galway are a really great organisation. They support people young and old in our community, and I guess we're never going to know when ourselves or our loved ones are going to need the support that they provide. Part of taking care of our own well-being is keeping active, connecting with others, and giving back to organisations like Cope Galway. So what better way to do it than the Cope Galway Christmas Swim?
Meanwhile, the RNLI say it's essential to check the sea conditions and the weather before going for your swim tomorrow. Finn Mullen is the water safety manager for the Ireland region.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant to see everybody enjoying the water on Christmas Day right through the winter. And we love to see people having those dips and swims, and you can stay safe with some very simple tips. Just always check the weather, the wind and the tides before going into the water. Make that forecast check as soon as you can, just before you get in, so you always have the latest forecast. We've got an easterly airflow forecast for the next couple of days, right up to Christmas Day. And so on the east coast of the island, any of those shores are going to have a chop and a sea swell made by those strong northeast easterly winds. So the advice there is always If it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't look right, don't get in. Okay? There's always another day that you can go for your swim or your dip.
And conditions look like they'll be a lot calmer on the West Coast, while for those planning a swim in Dublin and the East Coast, Alina Green says people should take extra caution.
So the sea forecast for Christmas Day is not good. We're having onshore easterlies, which will make it very difficult and the conditions extremely choppy and dangerous, for particularly for people who are just dipping for the day, not strong swimmers. So if they get into trouble, they can't get out, and that's your danger. If you want to swim, go to the west of Ireland. It'll be probably calm, flat seas on that side. But actually, Dublin, along the Dublin coast or anywhere along the east coast, is probably going to be a problem for getting in.
So what would your advice be for people planning that Christmas Day dip, given the forecast?
You may be able to get a swim at Sandy Cove, because it's kind of got an enclosed area, and you probably be able to get in and out there, but go down and assess it and see, is it safe to get out? That's your main thing. Can you get out safely?
So if you're going for a swim on Christmas Day, remember to heed all that advice. If you're on the East Coast, go for a swim in an enclosed area like Sandy Cove in Dublin. While if you're on the West Coast, conditions are looking a lot calmer.
And that report from Barry White.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.